You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guests are all here from Theater Alaska to talk about Climate Fair for a Cool Planet. So let's do some introductions. I've got Floridalino Lagundito. Hi, Floridalino.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. You're the artistic director for Theater Alaska and the producer of Climate Fair for a Cool Planet.
So Theater Alaska is producing it with 350 Juno, actually, and Mike is one of the producers as well. Christina Apathy is working on it, and Lane Schroeder, Jim Simard. So it's a really great group of people.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk more about it. We also have Mike Tobin here. He's a board member of 350 Juno and writer of one of the plays called Greenwash. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for being here today. And Haley Duran, choreographer for Don't Go, I'm Here, which was a commissioned piece for the Climate Fair for a Cool Planet. Hi, Haley.
Hello.
Well, it's great to have you all here. I'm excited to talk about Climate Fair for a Cool Planet. Is this the second one?
It is the second
one. Tell me a little bit about this fair.
Yeah, I mean, I think Mike can talk a little bit as well. This is a fair that we're put together with 350 Juno to kind of bring the community together through art, music, and celebrating the planet, but also really looking at what we can do to mitigate climate change through our actions, particularly through not using fossil fuels. Yeah.
Got it. Go ahead, Mike. Say
sure.
More.
I mean, 350 Juno is thrilled to work with Theater Alaska on this because we feel that through art and drama, we can put a message across to people that they might not be able to hear if it was just more of a kind of somebody at a mic lecturing them about climate change.
Exactly. And then Haley, you choreographed a commission piece for the Climate Fair, one of several. There's quite a lot on the agenda for
there
the Climate
is.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
But let's hear a little bit about specifically your piece.
Yes. So in my piece, we have four dancers this year. There's Summer Coaster, Alex Varbeck, Tara Stark, and Megan Busby are going to be the dancers in the piece. It's a short piece. Kind of campy. It's called Don't Go, I'm Here, and we're dancing to Fats Domino, I'm Walking. The piece is basically about, we look around us and we appreciate this environment and this world that we live in, and sometimes it's easy to get distracted and kind of coming back to that and refocusing on this beautiful world that we live in.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty fun dance. What do you think is kind of the, I don't know, what inspired you to get motivated or to get involved with this project?
I was commissioned to do another piece last year at the first fair, and that one, that felt really good. That was a really cathartic piece that myself and several other professional dancers that were in town last summer participated in. That one was more specifically about fossil fuels and disturbances in the environment. This piece this year, I think my mood and where I'm at in my headspace, I wanted to continue to participate and I'd like to participate in years to come. But I think this year, I think I needed a little bit of levity, even though it's a very serious topic. So I was just letting myself kind of meet myself where I'm at right now.
I think a lot of people probably feel that same way too. Everything is so serious right now.
Yeah.
It's just like doom and gloom, bad news all around. And don't get me wrong, I love bad news.
Yeah.
I mean, I love to doom scroll, but we all need a break from that.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I want to come back to you. As I said, you are a board member for 350 Juno, and you also wrote a play called Greenwashed. Tell me why it was important to you to be a part of the Climate Fair.
Well, I think, you know, right now the world is in a world of hurt. You know, 1,000 people died in the last couple of days in Portugal from heat, and that's going on also in Spain and Greece. We have more fires burning, more acreage burning in Alaska this year than in any previous year at this date. So there's stuff going on that we just can't ignore, but we want to bring it to people's attention in a way that kind of combats the depression of thinking about a future that might be out of our control and encourage people to try to take control.
Tell me about Greenwashed, the play you wrote.
It tries to take the point of view of two young women, Greta Thunberg and a character called Kid Still Alive in 75, as they kind of confront the lies of the fossil fuel industry, for example, that they are decreasing emissions when in fact they're increasing emissions. And it goes into that a little bit.
Mike, what, in your experience, why do people continue harmful practices that, when we know that we are just like past the tipping point and things are, there's devastating things occurring and more to come, why won't people stop?
That's the big question. I don't understand that mentality, I'll have to say, but I know that it needs to be resisted. That's about all I can say. I do not get that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, Dave Hunsecker has a play in there called Intervention, and it kind of deals with that. It deals with the fact that this mother has these kids who, two of them think that they're doing things to mitigate climate change or to be helpful for the environment. But, you know, he talks about the daughter, you know, and her four children, they go on cruises and they, you know, and she feels like, you know, it's great to go out and see the world. Yes. But when you do those things, it's the way that we do it is increasing the difficulty that we're seeing in keeping the planet safe. So it's like all that we're trying to do, really smart, intelligent people, we're still, you know, doing things that harm the planet. I don't know. It's a good question. It's like, how do we actually make this thing work? And I don't know if any of the plays have solutions to them, but it does. It is critical of people who are both enacting legislation that is harming the planet and people who think that they're helping the planet but actually are still harming it.
And this will be performed outside at Bill Overstreet Park or in the shelter area?
It's actually going to be all over the park.
All over the park.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to start at the shelter at Overstreet Park, otherwise known as The Whale. And it's going to go to, like, there's like two hills over there. And it's going to go,
yes.
You know, Ishmael Hope is going to be presenting some work there. Michael Busey is going to be presenting a new classical piece, new commission. And then, as I said, Dave Hunsecker and Haley will be presenting things right in front of The Whale. So it's going to be all over the park, and that's part of the fun is to share the work and see how each part of the park can kind of enliven the work. One other person, Kristen Ritter, has a play. She's a writer from Anchorage.
So it's interesting that the play that you were mentioning, the one by Dave Hunsecker, is going to be performed inevitably in front of some tourists.
Yes.
So I wonder how they'll respond to the message that he's sending with that.
Yeah, that's what's really exciting about the climate fair is there's going to be people that know the Alaska, know the 50 Juno, who are coming from Juno for the first time, but seeing people that are just going to walk up and say, what the heck is going on here? And yeah, it'd be really interesting to see how they respond.
That's why we call it drama, right?
That's why we call it drama.
So it's happening this Saturday. What time does it start?
It starts at 3 p.m. and ends at 5 p.m. The actual kind of the artistic side or the acts start at 3:30, and it runs for about an hour. But come early. 350 Juno has information about the actions that they're taking and things that people can do. And I think it's going to be really a celebration of action and of new work and art and of the planet and what we can do.
I like things like this that kind of just remind us to bring the focus back, because as I think Haley said, like, you can get really distracted and you get caught up in the news cycle and you can get pretty depressed. So bringing it back into focus, shining a light on it, doing whatever you can to get people thinking about the issues and what they might do to perhaps enact change themselves is really important. So I wish you all the best of luck. Is there anything else that you want to share about the climate fair this weekend before we say goodbye?
Sure. I'll just say, from 350 Juno's point of view, we're trying to get across the idea that really the solution is to decrease emissions, and that means keeping oil in the ground. And we're going to focus attention on something called carbon bombs. These are mega fossil fuel projects that are in the works right now. including one in Alaska called the Willow Project that we'll have information about.
Thank you, Mike and Haley.
Great. I hope to see everyone there. Last year was a really fun event, and I expect nothing less.
Sounds like last year's festival had a really positive impact, so glad you're doing it again.
I think the one thing I want to say is, like, there's just a lot of great artists involved in this project, in each of the plays and then also in the dance projects. It's just really wonderful to see the artists working and sharing their experiences and sharing their perspectives. So thank you for – I hope people come.
Well, thank you for putting on yet another huge endeavor from Theater Alaska. You guys just don't stop.
No.
It's great to see you back in the studio telling us about another Theater Alaska performance that we can catch this summer. And thanks to Haley and Mike as well for being a part of it and for being here today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.